This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and welcome to the ARRL Audio News for Friday, July 14th, 2023. Well, last weekend, July 8th through the 9th, was a big one for HF contests. The World Radio Sport Team Championship, WRTC 2022, coincided with the International Amateur Radio Union, IARU, HF World Championship. Judging for the WRTC 2022 is complete. The event was postponed 1 year in 2022. The WRTC judges analyzed each log to verify the contacts made during the competition and cross-referenced them with the official records to ensure accuracy. Once the log-checking process was complete, the judges posted the winners. All of the logs, the final score list, and a YouTube video of the closing ceremony are available on the WRTC website. Information on the next WRTC championship was announced on July 11, 2023, and it will be hosted by the United Kingdom in 2026. Early numbers of log submissions show enthusiastic participation for this year's IARU HF World Championship. More than 5,000 logs were submitted by the afternoon of July 13th. Stations have 7 days after the event to submit their logs, so there's still time for more submissions to be received. Volunteer operators from ARRL headquarters staff participated in the event as NU1AW, the IARU headquarters station. They logged more than 1,000 contacts from the W1AW Hiram Percy Maximum Memorial Station during that event. And as part of the year-long W1AW portable operations, W1AW/KH6 served as the ARRL headquarters station on single sideband from KH6YY in Oahu, Hawaii, and on CW from KH6LC. Certainly it was a busy weekend. Congratulations to all that participated. The Youth on the Air Yoda Americas Camp will be hosted by the Radio Amateurs of Canada, RAC, and it's going to be filled with 6 days of activity. Young amateur radio operators in North, Central, and South America will operate special event station VE3 Yoda from July 16th through the 21st, 2023. And in addition to contacting the International Space Station and activating a 2-for-1 Parks on the Air location, the opening and closing ceremonies and the ISS contact will be live-streamed on YouTube. The special event station will operate from Yoda camps at Carleton University and the Diffenbunker Cold War Museum in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. Activation of the VE3 Yoda call sign begins Sunday, July 16th and concludes at 2 p.m. on Friday, July 21st. Campers will operate the station during their free time. And the opening ceremony is on Sunday, July 16th from 2100 Zulu to 2315 Zulu. That's 5 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And the keynote speaker will be RAC President Phil McBride. All of the details, including the frequencies, can be found at the Youth on the Air website, and you can read the rest of this story at ARRL.org. A group of educators were at ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut this past week for the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology. The 13 teachers were from all over the country, and they were in town to learn hands-on STEM activities through amateur radio. They liked fox hunting and satellite contacts the best, said ARRL Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA. ARRL holds 5 sessions each year, and each session is 5 days in length. The Teachers Institute is an expenses-paid professional development program filled with lectures, hands-on activities, and demonstrations that intended to provide teachers with tools and strategies to introduce basic electronics, radio science, satellite communications, amateur radio, weather science, microcontrollers, and electronic sensors to their students. The whole idea is to inspire teachers to go back and inspire their students to be excited about amateur radio, said Goodgame. Support for the Institute is provided by donations from amateurs like you through the ARRL Education and Technology Fund. You can learn more at ARRL.org. The ad hoc group Shortwave Modernization Coalition has petitioned the Federal Communications Commission to allow data communications on multiple bands with HF 2 to 25 megahertz range and up to 20 kW, including on bands immediately adjacent to the spectrums allocated to amateur radio. The group appears to represent high-speed stock trading interests. The FCC has assigned the public notice as docket RM11953. Comments are due July 31, 2023, and the comment replies are due by August 15, 2023. While the petitioners exclude the amateur bands, high-power operations immediately on adjacent bands are proposed. ARRL is reviewing that petition. A PDF of the petition is available at the FCC website, fcc.gov. ARRL has open positions for full-time employment in technical and non-technical areas of the association. Among the qualifications for each position is a desire for experienced radio amateurs, individuals who will thrive in a collaborative, results-driven environment, and to those who have a commitment to advancing ARRL's mission. You can read more about the open positions on ARRL News. Bruce Page, KK5DO, has filed his weekly AMSAT report, and Bruce says if you are a DXCC chaser or a grid square chaser, you will not want to miss this opportunity. Andreas N6NU will have satellite capabilities while on the Clipperton Island TX5S in January of 2024. They will be operating through IO-117, that's GreenCube. The footprint is large enough to allow for an hour pass. He also will work RS-44. And don't forget to send in your score sheet for the AMSAT Field Day. Instructions are at amsat.org. Click on the tab Events and then AMSAT Field Day on the satellites. The due date is the same as the ARRL Field Day submission. That's July 25th. And to help make chasing grids a little more fun, you can visit hams.at upcoming satellite activations. Those roving will need to supply the date and time of a pass, along with the satellite and grid they will be in. And this is a great resource to follow. Thanks, Bruce, for the report. In radio sport this week, the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air VOTA event continues. At their website, you can see the state activation schedule for weekly W1AW portable operations, including July 12th of the 18th, Wisconsin, W1AW/9, Utah, W1AW/7, and American Samoa, W1AW/KH8. Upcoming contest on July 14th, the NCCC Ritty Sprint, that's digital, and the NCC Sprint, CW. Then on July 15th, the Russian Team Championship, CW and phone there. The Trans-Tasmanian Low Bands Challenge, CW phone and digital. July 15th through the 16th, the IARU Region 1 70 MHz contest, CW and phone. The North American QSO Party, Ritty Digital, and on July 15th through the 16th, the CQ Worldwide VHF Contest, that's CW and phone. On July 16th, the RSGB International Low Power Contest, CW. The QCQ Great Colorado Gold Rush Contest, that's CW. July 16th also, the 17th Run for the Bacon QRP Contest, CW. And July 17th, the RSGB FT4 Contest, FT4 of course there. And on July 19th, the VHF FT8 Activity Contest, that is FT8. Some upcoming Section, State, and Division Conventions. July 15th, the SEARC Tailgate Hamfest, hosting the ARRL South Dakota Section Convention. That's in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. On July 29th, the CVARC 2023 Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Pennsylvania State Convention in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. July 29th, the ARRL West Virginia State Convention and Hamfest. That's in Sutton, West Virginia. August 11th through the 13th, the 2023 ARRL Rocky Mountain Division Convention, that's in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and August 19th through the 20th, Huntsville Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Alabama State Convention, that's in Huntsville, Alabama. And finally, thanks to the Michigan Amateur Radio Club in South Bend, Indiana, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.